This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. There's new information this afternoon about a controversial police response in Northwest Indiana that ended with the death of a 26-year-old man. Sheriff's deputies in Jasper County have just released body-worn camera video of the night officers were called to the home of Riker Earl as he was having a mental health crisis. WBBM's Jim Goodes has just seen that video, and he's here at the anchor desk with the update.
Judson, investigators say Earl, who was epileptic, was having a seizure at his home in DeMott on September 8th. Police say paramedics asked for help from deputies from the Jasper County Sheriff's Office after Earl became agitated and physically resistant. The Sheriff's Office released multiple body cam videos of the incident, which showed the struggle between deputies and Earl.
Guys, I'm going to get up.
Nope, you're not.
Guys,
Earl was eventually taken to a hospital where he was placed on life support and died 2 days later. An attorney for Earl's family accuses police of causing his death by using excessive force, including multiple deputies holding him face down. The Jasper County Sheriff's Office claims deputies restrained Earl to prevent him from harming himself or others. The video was released with permission from Indiana State Police, who are investigating the death. Live at the anchor desk, Jim Goodes, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Jim, thank you. Now to a northern suburb where police and DCFS are investigating an allegation of child abuse at a Montessori school.
The Kildare Police Department is looking into an incident last week at Guidepost Montessori at Deer Park involving a student. Lake and McHenry County Scanner reports the child was examined at a local hospital September 18th. A spokeswoman for the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services confirms to WBBM they opened an investigation that day involving a child. Kildare's police chief says this is the first report his department has received about possible abuse at the school since it opened nearly 2 years ago. We have reached out to Guidepost for comment. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Competition turned violent on the streets of Chicago.
It happened at Cicero and Marquette at about noon. Police were at a crash scene involving two cars. Cell phone video shows a white tow truck approaching. It gets hit from behind by a red truck. Then another red tow truck approaches and rams the first red truck. This all appears intentional. There are different videos going around. A police officer is seen running for safety just before the second crash occurred. This appears to show that competition for tows can get pretty heated. Police are calling them unknown tow trucks. All three sped away. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A pizza delivery turned fatal near the Illinois-Indiana border as a driver was killed on the job yesterday.
It started as a report of a robbery, according to Calumet City Police, who say they arrived on a dead-end side street near Pulaski and Michigan City Road. There they found a 23-year-old man with a gunshot wound to his upper body. Police say they provided trauma care, but he later died at the hospital. Early investigations suggest the victim was making a food delivery at the time of the shooting. Calumet City Detectives and the South Suburban Major Crimes Task Force are investigating. Sarah Herrera, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Chicago area is starting to get a tiny taste of some of the remnants of Hurricane Helene.
National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Doom says there was a rare combination of Hurricane Helene combining with another low-pressure system that had already been in the lower Midwest. And that has produced some windy conditions today, which will be followed by some rain over the weekend.
South of 80 and east of I-55 is probably where they're going to see the heaviest and most frequent rain over the next couple of days. But some scattered showers definitely look to make their way up into Chicagoland.
The meteorologist says the rain and heavy winds will be hanging out for another few days in southern Illinois and Tennessee.
Initial disturbance that was over the Midwest was able to steal away at some of that tropical moisture. So now you just have this big swath of, I think there's still technically two separate areas of relative low pressure, but they're kind of joining forces as we speak.
Bernie Tavoya, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
There's a change at the top of the mental health professionals who now answer many 911 calls, but there is no change in who monitors their performance.
Up to now, the Chicago Police Department's had jurisdiction over the care teams that answer 911 mental health emergency calls with clinicians, not police officers. But the Johnson administration will now put the care program under the city's health department. Alderman Brian Hopkins, who chairs the City Council Public Safety Committee, wanted to know if the Inspector General's specialized public safety section will still be the ones evaluating the operation. IG Deborah Witzberg left no doubt.
The public safety section's enabling ordinance specifies that in addition to those entities that Deputy Richardson laid out, CPD, COPA, and the police board, the public safety section may inquire into any other city department whose operations are relevant to those that are identified. And I think that would certainly include public safety operations like those of the care teams.
Deputy Inspector General Tobara Richardson leads the public safety section. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Bally Chicago looks to add more permanent positions as they await the opening of its permanent casino by hosting a job fair tomorrow in River North.
The job fair held at the Bally Chicago offices at 640 North LaSalle, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. with the intention of adding to the more than 600 positions already employed at the temporary casino in the Medina Temple, of which 66% are Chicago residents, according to Bally's. 91% of those existing positions permanent and will likely be among the 3,000 or so that will be eventually employed at the permanent Bally's Chicago Casino along the Chicago River, with an estimated opening in fall of 2026. Bally's hiring now for dealers, security, roles in food and beverage, with full-time positions offering medical, dental, vision, and a 401k. Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Now from the AppleChevy.com sports desk, live from Hallis Hall, here's 6-7 The Score's Mark Crotty.
Where it is always a fast Friday, as Matt Eberflus likes to call it. Bears practice today out here at the Hall, and there is good news. It does sound like Keenan Allen will give it a go on Sunday for the Bears against the Rams after missing the previous 2 weeks with plantar fasciitis.
It's been hurting since training camp. I was just able to, you know, run through it, and you know, it was just a heel at that point, just like a bruise, kind of like a spur on the heel, and you know, obviously tried to stop in the end zone, and then it went to the plantar fasciitis. So
he is officially still questionable for Sunday. He said in that group right there that he would feel it out tomorrow during the walkthrough and see how it feels on Sunday. But it certainly has the vibe of a green light out here at Hallis Hall. Darnell Wright, Roma Dunze will play. Keenan Allen, like we told you, is questionable. The other guys that are questionable as well, Andrew Billings, Kevin Byard, they are questionable. Then Terrell Smith, Zach Pickens, Steven Carlson, all out for the Bears this Sunday against the L.A. Rams. Cubs have already played and won today. Cubs 1, Reds nothing. Jameson Taillon, 7 shutout innings. Miguel Amaya, the RBI of the day, a sac fly as the Cubs win it 1-0. They'll rematch with the Reds tomorrow at 1:20 from Wrigley Field. White Sox start one up with the Tigers tonight. With sports at 16-46, I'm 670 The Score's Mark Grody on News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, the Mountain West Conference has notified the MAC of their interest in NIU in Toledo. Interest has football-only members. Brett McMurphy reported the news for the Action Network and explained why for NIU and the Mountain West it could be a mutually beneficial deal.
The MAC, obviously, highly publicized, you know, MACtion playing on weeknights. But they're only getting about $2.5 million, I think, per school for that ESPN deal. The Mountain West currently gets $5 million per school for their media rights deal. And the thinking is by going east, that number could increase. There's no guarantee to that, but certainly I don't think it would be reduced.
The Mountain West Conference television deal is up for renegotiation in 2 years. A conference who has seen 5 of their schools head for the depleted Pac-12. Now to Tinley Park, where police say a 13-year-old boy made online threats against students at Grissom Middle School earlier this month. The teen is not a student at that school, but had gained unauthorized access to a Grissom student's social media account and likeness, and has used it to make the threats appear as if they were coming from the student whose identity he stole. The teen is charged with felony disorderly conduct.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.